Welcome to episode 129 of the Headspace and Timing Podcast. Today's show is a preview of the great episodes we have coming up this month. This month, we're talking about the intersection between first responder and veteran mental health, the Emory Healthcare Veterans Program, Native American Ceremonial Healing, Team Red, White, and Blue, the similarities between Australian and American veteran mental health, a couple of newly released books and insights about veteran mental health from authors David Kieran and Carl Marlantis, and another combat veteran who became a clinical mental health counselor after their retirement, like me. Welcome to the Headspace and Timing Podcast, a show dedicated to breaking down the stereotypes around veteran mental health. My name is Dwayne France, and I'm a retired Army non-commissioned officer and a combat veteran of both Iraq and Afghanistan. After retiring from the Army, I took on a new mission as a clinical mental health counselor for my fellow service members. If you served in any branch of the military, then you're familiar with the M2 machine gun, the 50 cal. It's one of the most effective weapons in the military's arsenal. If the weapon's headspace and timing wasn't set correctly, however, it was just a useless chunk of metal. Veterans can be rendered inoperable if their headspace and timing's not set correctly either. That's my goal with this show, to change the way that we think and talk about veteran mental health and reduce the stigma against seeking support. Each week, we'll talk with mental health professionals, veterans, and those who support service members, veterans, and their families. We're going to have real and honest conversations about a topic that most just don't like to talk about, veteran mental health. Let's jump into this week's conversation. Episode 130 is a conversation with Joseph Smarrow, a Marine Corps combat veteran and law enforcement officer. We talk a lot about the intersection between veteran and first responder mental health and the need to use all resources to tackle the complex problem of mental health in our community.
The problem is I'm not a licensed therapist. And so I think right away there's like this, some pushback of what qualifications do you have? And I think we really get caught up on worrying about qualifications or classifications or worthiness. And instead of just thinking like, why can't we just be people helping people? We get caught up in the circle of you have to be this type of person to help this type of person. And so again, it kind of minimizes the available resources.
Joe is part of the San Antonio Police Department's mental health unit, in which specifically trained officers interact with the community. In episode 131, I have a conversation with Dr. Sheila Rausch from Emory University.
It's a memory that's stuck, basically. That's what PTSD is. And you can have a memory that's stuck from combat, from natural disasters, from child sexual abuse, from other horrible traumatic experiences that people have throughout their lives. It's really that memory is stuck. And the interventions that work for making that memory get unstuck again are the same, regardless of how, what type of memory it is that's stuck. We use the same tools to get that memory to start being processed again.
This episode is part of an ongoing intermittent series highlighting the partners of the Warrior Wellness Alliance. The Emory Healthcare Veterans Program is part of the Warrior Care Network, a program of the Wounded Warrior Project. Another great conversation is episode 132 with Dr. Ari T. Greenleaf, an assistant professor at Seattle University. Ari and I have a conversation about a program called Veterans Vision Fast and how to use Native American ceremonial healing rituals to help veterans reintegrate into their community.
They're primarily based on American Indians of the Great Plains. The healing practice that they did, the rite of passage ceremony that they conducted, in which returning warriors would be met outside the village by the elders. It was understood that the warriors had experienced traumas, experienced things in war that would affect them deeply, that would affect them psychologically, spiritually, and that these consequences couldn't just be left for the warrior to figure out on their own. There was the understanding that both the warrior and the community could be potentially harmed if the warriors were just simply allowed to come back and seamlessly integrate back into village life. And so there was ceremony conducted to mark this transition, called a vision fast, vision quest. There's different terms. So the veteran's vision fast does a lot to act out each one of those steps. And there's something transformative here in this process.
There are many paths to a single destination, and I've known a number of veterans who have experienced and been helped by similar programs that use Native American ceremonies to reintegrate. Continuing with the series, highlighting the partners of the Warrior Wellness Alliance, episode 133 is a conversation with the executive director of Team Red, White, and Blue, J.J. Pinter.
It's not only okay, like it happens to everybody. And I always say to veterans, I'm like, listen, you were taught to take action when you were in the military. Right? No one ever taught you to sit around and do nothing. You were taught to take action. And this is nothing different. Not only is it okay for you to go seek resources, you should be seeking resources, right? This isn't a permission-based thing. Like, this is an obligation. If you feel this happening, don't wait for someone to tell you to. So, like, certainly, sometimes it takes that, but go do it. Like, you know, take the action to get ahead of it.
Team RWB's mission is to enrich the lives of America's veterans by connecting them to their community through physical and social activity. Like the recent episode with Jared Lyon back in episode 126, JJ talks about how Team RWB is paying attention to the psychological benefits of their organization as well as the physical aspect. Episode 124 is another international episode. I've had a couple of episodes focusing on the similarities between British and American veteran mental health, and this episode is with Barry Zwarstein, a combat veteran of the Rhodesian Bush War and modern-day Zimbabwe, who is now a mental health professional for Australian veterans.
Numbers of people I'm sitting with at the moment are not presenting with issues from operations. Numbers of the Special Force guys go, I don't have a problem with what I did. They've integrated. But what they do have is the problem around loss of tribe, identity, guilt, grief. Grief's another big one, major. Almost every veteran I've sat with, underlying at the deepest part of themselves is grief. Grief about loss of who they were. Even grief about mates that were lost. Not trauma, but grief.
I had a great conversation with Barry, not just about the similarities of coalition partners that post 9/11 served with, but there was a sizable contingent of Australian service members fighting in Vietnam. That which we have in common is so much greater than our differences. Episode 135 is with author and historian David Kieran about his book Signature Wounds, The Untold Story of the Military's Mental Health Crisis.
Everybody had a shared set of experiences and a shared vocabulary for talking about them. I think that's really powerful for many veterans, is this idea that they want to be around people who have shared their experience and feel as though many civilians neither understand nor care to understand their experience. I absolutely understand where that desire to remain in the service or go back on another deployment comes from.
It was really interesting to talk to a historian like David who's writing a book about the history of a conflict while it's still going on. Episode 136 is a conversation with an old buddy of mine, Don McCausland. Like me, Don retired from the Army and became a mental health professional, and we discussed the need for those with lived experience to model what it is like to take care of our mental health.
It's going to take people like us either, you know, serving in a professional capacity as therapists or just people who've been to therapy to reach out more and share more with fellow veterans and say, really, you know, it's not a bad thing. It might feel weird and awkward, but it's gonna help. So, you know, kind of encourage each other to not bunker up and stay in the house and not leave and not associate with other people. And you have to kind of open up a little bit in order for that healing to start, which is, you know, easier said than done.
It was interesting. Don and I worked on a project back in the early 2000s and lost touch with each other as the deployment cycles kicked off. Turns out that like me, he did the around the world tour, got some dents in the fender while he deployed, and realized that the best way that he could continue to serve after he retired was as a mental health professional. Finally, on episode 137, I had the pleasure and honor of having a conversation with New York Times bestselling author Carl Marlantis. Carl talks about his experiences in Vietnam, struggling to recover from the aftermath, and how difficult it is for service members to reintegrate into non-military lifestyle.
You know, if you go back to Fort whatever, you know, you're still in your military family. And everybody talks about that. But you're not in the nation's family. You're not in the civilian family. See, and the military can't get you there. No matter how much therapy you do, well, as long as you're staying inside the military family, you're not going to get any help reintegrating into society. Let's face it, the military is very much separated from society. I mean, they have their own everything. PX is, you know, their own way of being, their own language. I mean, there's a major difference between the way it was when you were drafting people. You know, World War II, about, I don't know, 3/4 of the military were drafted. So it's a big difference.
One of the things I've always heard is that Kara was carrying around the manuscript for Matterhorn for 30 years before somebody would take a chance on it, and it wasn't until after 9/11 that it came out. You're listening to Headspace and Timing, where we're trying to change the way that we think and talk about veteran mental health. So there you have it. The show notes for this episode with links to the website or social media for each of these guests will be found at veteranmentalhealth.com/HST129. Want to show your support for the work that we're doing, make sure to hit subscribe in your podcast player of choice. We're always looking for guests, either veterans or those who support them. You can drop me a line at info@veteranmentalhealth.com to recommend guests, or you can go to veteranmentalhealth.com/guest to fill out a suggestion or request. I'm happy to announce that I've released a paperback version of the first Headspace and Timing book. It's been available on Kindle for a while, but you can get it now along with Combat Vet Don't Mean Crazy. Check it out, go to veteranmentalhealth.com/HST book. Just a reminder that the guests and information on this show are for educational purposes only and not meant to be considered professional advice. While I am a therapist, I'm not your therapist. If something you've heard makes you think that you should talk to somebody, then reach out to do so. I'd like to thank Doc Todd for giving us permission to use his track Not Alone from his album Combat Medicine. Doc's trying to bring the discussion about veteran mental health out of the darkness and into the light, and you can see all of his work at TheRealDocTodd.com. Make sure to join us for the next episode. Hit subscribe on your podcast player of choice so you don't miss it. Until then, remember, veterans, you're not alone.
The struggle is real, found a peace and lost a soul. Eventually my drinking, it got out of control. There in darkness I roam, struggling to find home. See, suddenly death didn't feel so alone. 22 a day, destination unknown. It could have been avoided if you picked up the phone. But now you're gone, so I guess all we get is the tone. Nothing but bone weeds, overgrown, pushing up stones. I've triumphed over enemies, co-creating enemies. Broke out facilities that tried to put an end to me. R.I.P. I'd rather grind in tranquility. Authentic tendency, embrace my ability. Out your arm and the gun away from your forehead. It's time, man. You've been through enough pain. Stand up. It's time to stand back up. All my veterans, man, Army, Marine Corps, Navy, Air Force, Coast Guard. Get up, you know.